Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we're closing in on Christmas. Broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, and FM 93.7. We are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Without you, a lot of people wouldn't be getting their gifts under the Christmas tree. Now, also, the over-the-road drivers out there, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there getting the job done, thank you for what you do. FedEx, UPS, the post office guys hauling the bulk mail, thanks for what you're doing. The suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel so people can move on along to wherever they want to go. And also, our Amazon warehouse people, thanks so very much for listening to us while you're working. And to the drivers, the Amazon drivers, thanks a lot as well. In Covington, we appreciate you too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on Twitter, all the same way, Captain's America, Captain at an S, and then America, lowercase. And of course, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the different things that we have to offer. All right, joining us right now out in the thriving West Coast, where they've got Gavin Newsom to thank for everything they've got because he's the real Santa, right? It's none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Kyle, let me tell you something. Since I started the show, the temperature has actually warmed up to 68 degrees, mostly cloudy, but that's just the beginning of what's about to happen here over the next 12 to 14 hours, because the temperature is going to drop like a freaking rock. The winds are going to come in here to start 20 to 30 miles an hour, then they'll pick up in range. Gusts will go 40 to 50. We got a lot to talk about tonight with the weather, but first, how about if we say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to start with the big story all around the country. It's the weather. And I'm going to play this little piece I've got queued up here from our buddies at SRN. So here we go.
FEMA and National Weather Service officials briefed the president on the massive storm affecting much of the country.
It goes from Oklahoma all the way to Wyoming and Wyoming to Maine.
and it's a real consequence.
And he urged Americans not to take this winter storm lightly.
It's not like a snow day, you know, when you're a kid. And this is serious stuff.
Temperatures are plunging, and the storm system promises heavy snow, ice, flooding, and powerful winds. Greg Clugston, Washington.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Greg. We appreciate him. That's our friend up there in D.C. That's nice to have a friend in low places, right?
Yeah, right.
All right. Now, here we go, because we and you and I, and I've got to say hello to some people. I want to say hi to David, who's listening to us up in Atlanta right now. He's on his way to Louisville. I've already told him. He asked me what was ahead of him. I've already told him. He's going to come up and he's going to hit snow north of Nashville, Tennessee, and be in it all the way to Louisville. Now, there's a winter storm warning up there, so that means you don't know what you're going to see other than ice on the road and blowing and drifting snow. Now, the further north you go, Kyle, and this is amazing, we've got another night in North Dakota and South Dakota and Wisconsin and Minnesota and Iowa with a whole bunch of blizzard warnings.
That's exactly right. We're seeing that also, heavy freezing as well in some of these areas.
It's called flash ice.
Exactly right.
Yep.
And so that's definitely, you know, we're seeing this really stretching across most of the United States, this bad weather.
Yeah, and there's going to be lots of black ice tonight along the Great Lakes up there, because as this weather temperatures drop and they had some rain to begin with, well, if the roads haven't dried, it's going to be icy, and you cannot see black ice. It's a thin layer of ice, and when you hit it and you're doing, say, 65, 70 miles an hour, all you got to do is make a little ripple with a steering wheel or tap your brakes the wrong way, and you are gone.
Yes, it's very, very dangerous. And also, Captain, of course, we have a lot of people traveling for the holiday season here.
Yes, sir.
We understand that some 14,000 flights already were delayed between Wednesday and Thursday, according to FlightAware, and then some in excess of 3,000 flights had already been canceled through the U.S. through Saturday, which is Christmas Eve. So there's a real, real need if you're going to be traveling by air. Number one, they say get to the airport a lot earlier, and of course, Captain, they need to check with their carrier to see what is the status before they even go there.
I sit right here in between the two major runways at Tampa International. I have not heard an airplane taking off in over 2 hours. I've heard them coming in, but I've not seen or heard any taking off, which means the weather to the north is such a bunch of airports must have shut down for the night or whatever. Okay, I hear the music, so you hang on. And, folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And I do believe we're going to have a Santa sighting when we come back. I'm pretty sure that Santa's in the mix here somewhere, zooming around, just taking a look at the way things are going. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Breese. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
She's totally
Merry Christmas, everybody! It's Santa Claus! When we're crossing the United States, we always listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. He's Rudolph's favorite from coast to coast. Merry Christmas, Captain! And to all, a Happy New Year!
Oh, oh my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I told you he was around.
I love it.
I told you it was real.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's nice that he took the time to make that specific greeting. That is wonderful.
Well, we need to be on our toes now because we have to direct him. He likes our weather report, so we have to direct him around a little bit here. So you better get prepared for this. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. Now, let me tell you something. You still got time to go over to MyPillow and order something and have it shipped to you FedEx, and it'll be here the very next day, and you'll be able to save the day for Christmas. Now, MyPillow.com, you can't go wrong by going over there and buying a pillow or the sheets or the towels or whatever they have in the way of, pajamas and slippers and all that stuff. You just can't go wrong in doing that because there's something there for everybody on your wish list. And you'll take care of your wishes right there. And the best part of it is you're going to save at least 50% on almost everything and 80% on the rest of the stuff. Holy smokes. Christmas comes one time a year, right, Kyle?
Right.
So, just go to MyPillow.com, and while you're there, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. You're going to go in there, and you're going to see all of these specials I just told you about. Now, to get in, you're going to need a promo code. The promo code is the word CAPTAIN. Very simple, CAPTAIN. That's your promo code. That gets you in, and away you go. Now, if you want to talk to a live person, you can do just that by giving them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time, 800-641-5459. That's MyPillow, the website MyPillow.com. And don't forget, when you get over there, to click on the link on the homepage for the Radio Listener Specials page. Go in there. Your promo code will be Captain. And away you go. You can shop till you drop. And like I say, if you order it today or even tomorrow, it'll show up Christmas Eve for sure. So there you go. How do you like that?
I love it because that means, as you said, Captain, you can save the day for Christmas. And
yeah.
Using MyPillow to do it is even better.
Yeah. Yeah, and I got my dates confused because tomorrow was Christmas Eve, right?
That's right. Tomorrow will be the 24th.
Yeah, so today, if you order today, you'll get it Christmas Eve. No problem at all. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Well, I don't know where to go next, but I'm going to go here because it just seems to be the logical stopping off point. Have you heard the latest about Mr. Hunter Biden?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we understand, Captain, that Hunter Biden is now retaining lawyers, very specific lawyer, a lawyer that had defended, I believe, the Clintons.
Bill Clinton, yep, at the impeachment trial. Mm-hmm.
Yep, Abby Lowell, I think.
Yep, yep, and he's a good lawyer. He's not cheap, and I'm sure he'll do Hunter well. It all depends on how much stuff they've got to level against Hunter. But they're going after Hunter, and the prize, of course, is if they can go after Hunter and they put enough pressure on Hunter, will Daddy-O cave in and say, okay, you leave Hunter alone, I'll resign?
Well, you never know. I mean, stranger things have happened, but certainly, Captain, the GOP, of course, this is why he's retaining this very high-powered counsel, is because they know that the GOP investigations are going to be beginning very soon after the new Congress is seated in January.
You think?
Absolutely. And you're right. I mean, so what is it about Hunter Biden and what could be so compromising in terms of connections, the big guy, as it were, these business deals that President Biden and candidate Biden had said he had no idea what they might be. There was no connection and this kind of thing. If it all starts unraveling, the Democrat powers that be will take another look at Joe Biden and whether or not he's going to, quote, run again in 2024, unquote.
Well, here's the deal. It has the same repercussions that this guy with FTX does, who they brought back, Bankman-Fried. They let him go on bail, $250 million worth of cash bail. He's out walking the streets with an ankle monitor, staying at his parents' house in California. It's an in-house arrest, they call it. But the guy's out of jail. He never went to jail. And I heard Judge Jeanine last night say, in no uncertain terms, he will not get convicted because of who he knows and who could go right down the tubes with him.
There was so much money, Captain, that was going to Democrat politicians
and Republicans.
And Republicans.
Yep.
But the lion's share went to the Democrats, we know.
But
I'm glad you mentioned that, because on both sides, there's going to be a reluctance, shall we say, to have all the dirty laundry aired. And so I think you're right, and I think the judge is right. I think that, you know, we'll see something happen here. It's not going to be what we might typically think would be once you actually catch somebody like this.
Well, Sam, the man's girlfriend and co-founder of FTX, had pled guilty to criminal fraud charges and are cooperating with the feds. They face as much as 60 years in prison, those two. And this could go south very quickly for a lot of people in the scheme.
Well, and of course, now that the new election has now started up, it starts up earlier and earlier, and I'm saying that a little bit facetiously, but certainly now that the midterms are over, everybody's going to start looking at 2024 and what happens when things not only unravel for President Biden, perhaps vis-a-vis Hunter Biden, but also for a lot of these Democrat and some Republican politicians as well. The American voting public might say, okay, we're done. We want to make a huge change here.
Well, they're already raising money, and let's take a look at something here. On the heels of the Ukrainian president's Vladimir Zelensky's emotional appeal for continued U.S. support, the Senate voted Thursday to ensure the money keeps flowing for years. That's what I said. Years, not months, years, even after Republicans take control of the House. Now, Ukraine will receive $44.9 billion in aid as part of the massive $1.7 trillion government spending bill, which was passed by the Senate with a vote of 68-29. Now, the bill now goes to the House for a final vote. And they're over there, and it's tied down at the moment, correct?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, so it's not just going to come sailing through there because there are some stipulations and some pork being taken out of it and all that, and we'll see if they are able to pass it, and Biden will sign it. But it's got to be done before it can be sent to President Joe Biden, according to Kevin McCarthy, who is acting like the Speaker of the House. And I think we're starting to see a side of Kevin McCarthy that a lot of people are going, whoa. Look at this. He's got some cojones after all.
Right? Well,
I'm serious when I say that. I am serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, certainly the rising to the occasion, and now that it's really real. I mean, this is no longer theoretical prior to the election.
And for these people, go ahead.
I was just going to say, quick question, Captain. I've seen some things on social media that seem to be very critical of Zelensky insofar as that, well, they seem to think that Zelensky is you know, why support him, basically. How would you respond to something like that? It seems like there's an extremist sort of...
There is a massive disinformation campaign going on against him by some people that don't have a clue what they're talking about. All they're doing is taking the gossip off of these third world websites and using it to go, oh look at this, because I had somebody not once but twice this week tell me that, well, he bought a $30 million house down in Miami. He's got the $30 million mansion. No, he didn't. The government owns that, and the person that technically bought it was the guy that they booted out before him that was going to get arrested and left the country.
Well, exactly.
Jeez.
I'm so glad you mentioned.
Get your facts straight.
Right, because there are these sites that twist the information, and this is where, again, discernment has to come.
But then we got people that we both know, and I'm not going to mention any names, that come out, and they start spouting this gibberish without even understanding that what they're looking at is garbage.
Right, exactly right. And that does start to put a real monkey wrench.
And all I hear is, well, you need to hear the answer. You need to hear the other side. No, you don't. I don't want to hear lies. Thank you. All right. Hold on to the fork there, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll get off my soapbox now because it's ridiculous. These people aren't doing their homework. They think they are, but they're not.
Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. Huge tent camps are growing on the Mexican border with Texas as migrants wait for what they believe will be their chance to claim asylum. This is after Title 42 sits in limbo. Rice University's Guadalupe Correa is in the Mexican border town of Matamoros. She says most of the asylum seekers are willing to wait. Some, she says, are hiring smugglers to take them across the border.
These people are willing to wait until they are processed or hire a smuggler.
There is worry, though, that this winter weather could create a dangerous situation for migrants, many of whom don't have the clothes needed to keep warm.
They were told that Title 42 was ending and that they would be processed and they would be able to apply for asylum.
Correa says there are a lot of Haitian nationals and Venezuelans who are hoping to make a claim for asylum.
People mainly from Haiti and Venezuela, and there's a lot of confusion about what is going to happen.
The Senate is moving past a sweeping spending package after an immigration dispute initially delayed votes. An amendment.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, we will take it right away, and we appreciate you being there for us and everything that's going on out here in the great world in which we live. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And yeah, Relief Factor. And I got to remind everybody about Relief Factor, because we have a tremendous opportunity, if you're in pain, to give someone the gift of maybe getting out of it this Christmas. Now, it might be a little late with Relief Factor to get it by Christmas, but you certainly could get it between the holidays and hand it to them and say, look, I want you to give this a start. And here's why. If you got back, neck, shoulder, hip, knee, elbow, foot, wrist, whatever kind of pain you got, or just general muscle aches and pains from the job that you do, well, this is an opportunity. This is an opportunity for you to try to get things started on the new basis for the new year coming up and get rid of the pain you're in. So therefore, I say it's a no-brainer. All you got to do is go to the website, ReliefFactor.com/captain. That's ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time, ReliefFactor.com/captain. And try the 3-week quick start, which after 9 years of me taking it, is still $19.95. They have not raised their price on the 3-week quick start. Give it a try. See what will happen. It's all natural. There are no narcotics in this. 100% drug-free. And I'm telling you, it works for me. And if it works for me, with all the problems I was having, it just might work for you, too. And Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo, whammo, by jammo, right?
That's right.
Let me see if I can get something to play here, because we got something that was sent to us.
She was at a Christmas party with Michelle Obama and Bill Gates.
Gotta get an aha.
When Paul Pelosi gave her eggnog.
Get ready.
She was back out on the streets like 98. She was wobbling on the sidewalk. Donner and Blitzen coming fast. They plowed right through her like a freight train and put her on her big self-righteous ass. So Kamala got ran over by a reindeer.
Sing the song.
Coming home from Nancy Pelosi's. Y'all might see a fearless female leader, but all I see is a typical drag queen.
Oh, my.
The Secret Service didn't help her.
Instead,
he covered up his tracks. The liberals charged him with manslaughter, but Supreme Court said that Santa gets a pass. They found a present on the sidewalk. It must have come from Santa's sleigh.
Uh-huh.
It said, America, you're welcome. It's the gift that keeps on giving Christmas Day. So Kamala got run over by a reindeer. Coming home from Nancy Pelosi. Y'all might see a fearless female leader, but all I see is a typical drag queen.
Oh, golly. Kamala got run over by a reindeer. That's a new one that came out this Christmas. Thank you, Jeff, for sending us that. We debuted it here. It's a YouTube video, and it's a freebie. You can play it. By the way, I just saw something come across here. 9,500 flights canceled.
That's really something, because that is number has climbed, and so now we're really going to start to see some of these backups, Captain. It's very, very sad for a lot of these holiday travelers.
Well, if I was going to the airport and I was going to catch a flight and I thought that flight was going to take off, I think I'd want to be on the telephone making sure, because the worst thing that can happen is you drive 2 or 3 hours to get to an airport, like some people do. You have to sit there and be a couple hours early, and all of a sudden they go, your flight's been canceled.
Well, exactly right. And even so, even if your flight isn't canceled, give yourself a lot of extra time to the airport so that you can be there even earlier, because there could be a lot of backups getting to security. All kinds of stuff can be happening as a result of this. And you want to be try to be as stress-free as possible here as you're trying to travel to your destination for Christmas.
All right, let's go back to some news stories here. Coming from Japan, the president of the Toyota Motor Corporation, his president, his name is Akio Toyoda. How do you like that? T-O-Y-O-D-A. He's the president of Toyota. Now, while electric vehicles may seem to be all the rage in the automotive space, Mr. President Toyoda from Toyota says he's pumping the brakes on the idea of an all-in approach. He thinks it's a bad idea. He said people involved in the auto industry are largely a silent majority. And he said that the people that he works with understand that you don't have the infrastructure, you don't have the grid, you don't have the batteries, you don't have whatever you need to go all electric and just say, that's it, we're in.
That's exactly right, Captain. It's exactly what we've been talking about for some time here on the show, and that is, you know, you're going to have electric cars are great, right? They're really something, marvels of technology, and they have some very mission-specific applications, at least at this point. So the president here of Toyota is correct. Mr. Toyoda is absolutely correct. You don't want to have just one option, he says. But this is where everything's sort of being forced to go, and it's being forced to go there artificially. The idea of mission specific, like if you commute 40 miles, you have an electric car, that might be the perfect option for you, get, you know, throughout the work week. But if you're going to go on a long trip, you need to have a gas powered engine. And so to try to drive us into this one thing only is not productive.
And that's right. And if I was going to go electric, I sure as hell would have an auto diesel. I'd have a gasoline engine in the vehicle, too, because if one doesn't work, the other will.
Well, exactly. And so, yes, it's a bad.
And oh, by the way, Kyle, whatever happened to having, I don't have no problem with electric, but whatever happened to an electric vehicle charging itself as you go down the road along with that backup that backup gasoline engine you've got? Whatever happened to that? Do you hear people talking about that? No.
No, in fact, what they try to really loud is the idea of if this is all electric, it just has an electric motor, and this notion of internal combustion coupled with the idea of we're saving the planet is what makes that go away.
I've got another friend yesterday that was going up to Atlanta, and they had to stop to charge their vehicle. So they weren't sure if they'd be able to find another charging station north of a pretty good-sized city in Georgia called Valdosta, where we're being heard right now by some great folks there. Thank you very much, Valdosta, and Merry Christmas to all you folks there. But they pulled in there, and they found a charging station, and they hooked up, and it was not one of those rapid charges. It was one that to get your battery brought up to full, it was going to take 6 hours, 6 hours, on the charger to bring your battery all the way back up to where it was.
Yeah, that's not practical.
And it costs money. And it costs money.
Sure. Yeah, and, you know, and it probably costs more than gas.
And guess how many charging stations were at this station that he was at?
How many?
Four.
Okay.
So you're going to load up the road with electric vehicles that can't get to Atlanta on a single charge that are going to have to charge somewhere. Where are they going to charge up? Is it going to be a line at the charging station en route to get there? Oh, yeah. Are there going to be vehicles that are going to have to be pushed to get there? Oh, yeah. Or towed in? Yeah, because the batteries will be dead.
But what you have, though, Captain, is you have a lot of people at cocktail parties saying electric is the future.
Well, maybe they can dump the cocktail. Maybe you can dump the go juice in the battery, you know, liquids and all that, do you think?
Right. Well, but they think that if they just get everybody to sort of agree to this notion that just having an electric car is in and of, if everybody had to just be virtuous, that's not right because it's not practical. The infrastructure is not there, as we were just mentioning a few moments ago. It's not going to be there for a long time.
Yeah.
But the idea is that somehow you got to go along with this. Otherwise, you're an enemy of the earth or something.
And folks, we're going to be coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report here in just about 45 seconds or thereabouts. When we go to our break, but I want to remind everybody the wind chill advisories across much of America right now with wind gusts up to 60 miles an hour are dropping temperatures down to 40 and 60 below zero for the next 2 to 3 days with a huge storm, ice storm, snowstorm coming across the USA affecting areas all the way from Canada to the Gulf Coast. Please be careful.
Absolutely. That is the watchword right now, and that is careful. And you want to call ahead, you want to look at what the conditions are going to be, and you want to make good decisions on travel at this point.
All right, hold that thought, Kyle, and I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Going to do a little promo over there. Hello to everybody in Orlando. This one's for you.
This is Kyle Warren. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Orlando, Florida on our new affiliates AM 950 and FM 94.9. And we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-877-969-8600. And now take it away, Captain.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Now here's a Christmas story that you ain't never heard. Some of you will shake your head, but there's truth in every word. I was driving home on Christmas Eve, the stars were shining bright, when I heard his sleigh bells ringing in the middle of the night. Peterbilt, I saw it myself. It was trucking down the highway with a cab full of elves. Santa drives a Peterbilt, he's a trucking man. Trucking Christmas happiness all over the land. Now the highways were deserted and the cafes all closed down, but Christmas lights were beautiful in every little town. I thought I must be seeing things when he passed me by, cause Santa holds a trailer that's four stories high. And Santa drives a Peterbilt, I saw him myself. He was trucking down the highway with a cab full of elves. scene was gleaming gold, Hunter, and it was red and white and green. Now Santa had old Rudolph just sitting by his side, 'cause Rudolph's nose starts flashing wherever smoke he hides. And Santa drives a Peterbilt, I saw it myself. He was trucking down the highway with a cab full of elves. Santa drives a Peterbilt, he's a trucking man. He's trucking Christmas happiness all over the land.
Santa drives a Peterbilt, Kyle.
He does, and why not? I mean, but he's Santa. He's going to pick what he wants.
With a trailer four stories high, well, he's got to have room for the elves and all the gifts.
Well, sure.
All right, well, here we go. You ready?
Yep.
A powerful winter storm, ladies and gentlemen, and sharp cold front, and I mean cold, will continue to produce snow from the Midwest and Ohio Valley all the way through the Great Lakes and into the interior Northeast through the weekend. Now, this combination of very cold temperatures and gusty to high winds over which much of the central and eastern U.S. will fall will continue dangerous wind chill temperatures beyond and behind the sharp cold front. Flooding is also possible in the Northeast with many of the rivers being pushed over their banks by high winds. Okay, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, we do have a lot of cold weather to tell our listeners about this morning. And, of course, if you're in the western United States, if you're in Colorado, if you're in New Mexico, you've got wind chill advisories and wind chill warning in the eastern part of those states, respectively, from New Mexico and Colorado. Up in Casper, Wyoming, most of Wyoming, I should say, you've got wind chill warnings of up to 50 degrees below zero. Up in Montana, it's 55 degrees below zero, according to some of these estimates. So you've got all these wind chill warnings in those parts in those western states. We've got winter weather advisories throughout northern Idaho, also through most of the state of Washington and Oregon. In fact, right now, when we take a look at the radar, Captain, we've got snow coming across I-90. This is you're heading towards Spokane. You've got snow in the Seattle area right now. This is going to travel down Interstate 5 all the way to Portland, which is also reading snow right now, almost down to Salem. We've got snow in the central parts of Oregon and Washington right now as well. We've got snow coming down I-84 out of Baker City as you head towards Boise. We've got snow over I-80 if you're near Elko. If you're coming out of Winnemucca and Battle Mountain, you're going to have snow coming across. You've got some rain and sleet in the Reno area, and then as you head on over into California, looks like you've got some snow in the area of Donner Pass right now, so you want to be careful there. Up on Snoqualmie Pass, we've got ice on the roadway right now. They're advising traction tires, but you could also be having to use your chains at some point. Also, up on Cabbage, we're reading snow flurries right now and spots of ice. More next hour, and back to the captain.
Okay, here we go. North Dakota, South Dakota, Rapid City coming down into South Dakota. You're going to be driving into a blizzard. Yep, you heard me right. It's still there. Blizzard warning all across South Dakota on I-90. Up on I-94 coming across North Dakota from one end to the other, all the way to Fargo and into Minnesota. You've got a blizzard warning up there, as well as up I-29 towards Minot, and I-29 down south to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, down to the Iowa state line. Now, moving over to Iowa, moving up to Minnesota, we got winter storm warnings in both places. We got blizzard warning in the western part of Minnesota. This morning, we've got snow up into Duluth. We've got a winter storm warning up in Duluth and up into Canada. Upper Peninsula, Michigan, winter storm warning as well. All of Wisconsin, winter storm warning. Most of Illinois, winter storm warning. All of Indiana, winter storm warning. All of Michigan, winter storm warning. About half of Ohio, winter storm warning. And if you're going to be up on I-90, I-80 coming across Ohio, you're going to be in it all the way across the lake. Lake effect is kicked in, winter storm warning, all the way to Buffalo, New York, and then over to Rochester. And then you lose it for a little bit, but you pick up the lake effect till you get to Syracuse and then all the way to Canada up I-81. Now, high winds tonight, I-87, coming up out of Poughkeepsie and going up to the Canadian border. There will be some gusts over there tonight, as much as 35 to 40 miles an hour. The wind could pick up more as the front approaches and gets closer. We got winds all across New England tonight. We've got gale warnings from Nova Scotia all the way down to, let's see, Cape Cod to Long Island, to the South Jersey, Cape May, down to Virginia, down to North Carolina, South Carolina, all the way down to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So be advised, it's a gale warning. Now, bitter cold temperatures all across the South. Take your pick. South Georgia, North Florida, all the way from Jacksonville, all the way across to New Orleans, all the way across to Houston. Temperatures are going to be anywhere from 40 to 50 degrees below normal. Whatever they are right now, they'll be dropping if they haven't already. Let me back up and go up into Tennessee. North of Nashville, Tennessee, going up I-75. Most of western Kentucky going up I-75, coming across I-64. You are going to have a winter storm warning. So when you get out of the cold weather coming out of Georgia, you're going to be in the snow up in Tennessee above Nashville. Now, Florida, some of the coldest weather of the season, some of the coldest weather ever in some places. You've got freeze warnings all the way down to Lake Okeechobee, and you've got frost warnings all the way down to Miami. So the folks in Miami who have been going ballistic over not being able to get on planes and fly out of Miami are going to be even more ballistic when they find out their clothing isn't warm enough to wear outdoors. How about that?
Yes, they're very serious, yes.
Yeah, because they don't have a lot of winter clothing down in Miami, so there'll be people wearing two sweaters and a couple of coats and you name it. you'll see it. It'll make the news. And by the way, the entire Gulf of Mexico is all stirred up with winds blowing water every which way down there. No single source of direction, if you will.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. You got about 30 seconds. Tell us about the Pilot and Flying J. Great place to be this weekend.
That's exactly right, Captain, because it's going to be very, very cold out there. Stop into the nearest Pilot or Flying J Travel Center. Get yourself a cup of hot coffee. Get something hot to eat. Get warmed up. Get your fuel and get your supplies and get back on the road. If you're able to get back on the road, depending on the snow in your area. But go to pilotflyingj.com. Use the locations function to find the location nearest you. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All righty, and Kyle and I will be back the next hour with more, and we got plenty more to talk about here. Going to talk about the border, going to talk about Senator Rand Paul, going to talk about an Arizona Republican candidate, gubernatorial candidate, Carrie Lake, and what's going on with her. She might get somewhere, but it won't be the somewhere she wants to go, but oh well. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, Peter Ficarro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.